Most of us parents know the trauma of rushing our young ones off to the local hospital emergency room. We usually encounter crowded waiting rooms and frustrating forms to fill out, and all the while we're wondering, what's wrong with my child and how bad is he or she hurt? A typical inner-city emergency room will see about 4,000 patients per month. While you and I are sleeping peacefully at 2 a.m., the emergency room can be a hubbub of activity with people who have merely cut themselves while washing glasses to victims of serious car accidents and crime. Medical teams try as best they can to meet each patient's needs within a few minutes. My friend and emergency room physician, Dr. Ellsberg Clark, has been alarmed over the past few years by the growing number of patients, especially children, who are hurt from household drugs, poisonous chemicals, and accidental shootings. Many times he has had the unenviable task of telling families that their little one is not going to come home. It's made him much more protective of his own kids, and he strongly suggests some basic things that parents can do to help avoid future emergency visits. Never assume that it won't happen to your child. It's not new advice, but we need to hear it again. Lock away all medicines and chemicals and flammable substances, and never leave a gun loaded in the house. Let's make our homes safe havens in which our children can grow.
You can find more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at MyFamilyTalk.com. That's MyFamilyTalk.com.